rolling.
Okay, so we have it for the camera. Could you spell your first and last name for us?
G-R-E-G-E-N-G-L-E.
And what is your title?
Administrator of Wisconsin Emergency Management.
So tell us, what is the extent of what you've seen out here in Milwaukee?
We're seeing a lot of damage here in Milwaukee. A lot of flooded homes, flooded basements, foundational damage, a lot of people with lost possessions and couches and furniture and things like that. So a lot of folks here are hurting.
So what part does your agency and the state play in the role of...
So what, stopping down there.
Great. What part does your agency play in the role of obtaining the presidential declaration and then that process with FEMA?
So we are working with FEMA. We're also working with the county jointly to conduct these preliminary damage assessments. Once those preliminary damage assessments are done, we and FEMA will get together and we'll summarize all the damage assessment information. We'll collect that together with all the other incident information we have. We're going to provide that to the governor with a recommendation, and then that will provide the basis for the governor's anticipated request to the president for a major disaster declaration.
Do you have any idea of the timeline on any of this?
We're working as quickly as we can. I can't give you a specific timeline, but we are working through the weekend as fast as we can to have all that information together for the governor.
And what does that report ultimately look like? Is it a spreadsheet? Is that photos? Is that narrative?
Basically, it'll take the form of a letter.
So what happens if there continues to be more rain and more damage? Does this get added on to previous reports, or is this compound on that?
That would be something we'd have to work with the National Weather Service on to determine what the incident period is. Currently, we have an incident period that took place beginning on August 9th and through the beginning of that following week. If there's additional rains coming through, we would work and do that analysis to determine if that extends the incident period or if that's a second incident period.
What do you recommend for folks who've had significant damage if it does rain again and flooding continues to happen at their residence?
Yeah, continue to report that damage, call 211. 211 can take that damage information, but they can also connect residents with services in their area that can help them.
Is there anything else that I didn't ask that's important?
No, I think you got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.